We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo returned to Caligar, bringing with him Manji, the robber chief, and Van Chu. Marco arrived just in time to save the lives of his father and his uncle Matthew. And then Van Chu made full confession to Kublai Khan and admitted that Akhmath had been plotting against the Great Khan. Akhmath eventually took poison and expired. Van Chu was condemned to death. He was shaken to death in a carpet so that the Khan could keep his oath that he never spilled the blood of a member of his own family. After the Venetians had retired from the audience chamber, the Khan conversed with Manji and Khinsai. And then Khinsai requested that as a reward, she might be allowed to wed Marco Polo.
Khinsai, are you serious? Do you wish to marry Marco Polo?
I love him very dearly, and I saved his life.
And does he return your love?
My daughter thinks that he does return her love, most noble High Kublai Khan. She has had many offers of marriage, but all have been refused. She is a wayward girl. She swore she would not marry until she met the man she loved. Now she swears she loves this Marco Polo, and mayhap he will make a worthy husband for her.
But Marco Polo already has four wives in Venice.
Four wives? But I did not think that Christians took more than one wife.
I did not think so either. But it seems that I was wrong. But further to that, Marco Polo has promised to marry the Princess Solana, a beautiful lady of my court.
But if he has many wives, surely one more will not make such a difference, most noble Khan.
True, I have 26 wives, and I love them all. Still, I shall send for Marco Polo. It seems that the young man is a heartbreaker. You are the second beautiful woman of my empire who has lost her heart to the handsome Venetian. Let Marco Polo be brought before me.
I will do my best to make him happy.
I am sure you will. But is there not some young man of your own tribe who would be willing to marry you?
There are many men who would be willing to marry her, Most High. But she has no eyes for them.
Well, Marco Polo is my friend. I have appointed him governor of one of my provinces. He shall take the place of Akhmath as my chief advisor. I shall heap riches upon him, and his wives will indeed be fortunate. Ah, Marco Polo comes now. Greetings, my friend.
You sent for me, Most High?
I did, Marco Polo. It seems that besides saving the life of Kublai Khan, you have won another heart.
Another heart?
Oh, noble Marco Polo, my daughter desires to wed you.
And what does the great Khan say?
Do not be angry with me, Marco Polo. The great Khan bade me ask my reward, and I asked that you should marry me.
Well, I have no objection, Marco Polo. I have looked upon the lady's face, and she is very beautiful. But I do not know what your four wives in Venice will say.
Oh, yes. I was forgetting about my four wives in Venice.
Your servant was on his way to fetch them when I had him brought back and placed in a dungeon. I ask your pardon for that, Marco Polo.
Oh, you need not ask pardon of me, most noble Khan. I think I will allow my wives to remain in Venice.
What of the Princess Silana? Is it not your intention to wed her?
Well, it will be some time before we return to Pekin, and we could discuss the matter then.
Oh, as you please, but it is my desire to reward Khinsai. After all, she saved your life. Therefore, I think that you should take her as your wife. That is more than my desire, Marco Polo. It is my command.
But Most High.
Enough now, enough. I shall take Manji with me to my apartments, and there we will continue our talk. And I will leave you with your beloved. I wish to start on my journey again. In 2 days' time, we will go from Caligar to Zyambar. Give orders for my men to prepare for the journey, Marco Polo.
As you command, Most High.
Come, Manji, we shall talk in my apartment. And we will leave the happy young people together. Let me be conducted from the room.
Are you angry with me, Marco Polo?
I could never be angry with you, Khinsai.
But you are angry with me, Marco Polo. I know it. He raised the veil for my face. Look, Marco. My eyes are filled with tears because of your anger. Oh, Marco Polo, I love you so much that I have no shame. I boldly ask that you should marry me. And now I tremble and await your forgiveness.
Oh, Khinsai, you are beautiful. But I have much to do for the great Khan. I am his chief advisor, and I have to travel all over his dominions. A wife of mine will know no happiness.
You did not tell me, Marco, that you had four wives in Venice.
No. Well, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about those four wives.
Who is this Princess Delana whom you have promised to marry?
Oh, she is a lady of my acquaintance.
Is she very beautiful?
Very beautiful.
More beautiful than Kinsai?
Well, oh, Kinsai, you are beautiful. Your eyes are limpid pools of loveliness, and your red trembling lips invite me to kiss them.
Will Marco Polo accept the invitation?
Oh, Kinsai, you are adorable.
Marco Polo, you are so strong. Hold me tightly. Kinsai loves you.
Oh, enough of this, Kinsai. Your beauty enslaves me. But I must tell you that the Princess Delana is a very jealous woman. I dare not marry you until I have discussed the matter with her. You see, she has much power with Kublai Khan. And if I married you, she might become so jealous that she would persuade Kublai Khan to put your father to death.
She must be an evil woman.
Oh, we must wait. We must have patience, Kinsai. I am going to Tuziamba with Kublai Khan, and when I return, we will meet again.
I will wait patiently, Marco Polo. And when you return, we shall talk of marriage?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, we shall talk of it. Well, now I must go and speak with my father and my uncle.
But am I not to see you before you leave for the Umba, Marco Polo?
Oh, you will be here in Kalagar until I leave. We will meet again many times.
And you will take me in your arms and kiss me again before you leave?
I will. In fact, I will do that now.
And I will tell Kublai Khan that I will wait patiently until you return.
For 2 days more, Kublai Khan's party remained in Kalagar. Then once again, the royal cavalcade started its procession across the desert in the direction of Ziamba. Marco Polo took farewell of Kinsai, and he promised to speak with her on his return. For 3 days, the royal party traveled across the desert, and Kublai Khan honored the Venetians by having Niccolo Polo travel with him on his elephant. At last, they neared the province of Ziamba, the capital city of which bore the same name. Niccolo Polo rode on the leading elephant with Kublai Khan.
Look, Niccolo Polo. I see the towers and minarets of Ziamba, the capital of one of my richest provinces.
Tell me something of Ziamba, most noble Khan.
Well, I conquered this province many years ago. It is a very wealthy province, and my governor is one of my barons, a man called Akamba. The people over whom he rules are fierce and bloodthirsty, but he has tamed them, and they pay taxes to me regularly. In Ziamba, they make a sweet wine which is the most beautiful I have ever tasted. You can see for yourself that the district is abounding in vines, fruit, and corn. They also breed magnificent horses here. And the hooves of those horses are so hard that they do not require shoeing. It is said that the horses of this district descend from the famous horse of Alexander the Great. You will notice that they are all foaled with a special white mark on the forehead. To the right, you will see miles and miles of olive groves. And the production of olive oil is one of the leading pursuits of the people of Ziamba. It is indeed a rich and prosperous district. But it is some years since I have been here. And I expect soon that Akambal, my governor, will ride out to meet me to give me an account of his stewardship.
Do you find your governors all trustworthy people, great Kublai Khan?
I select my governors because they are my friends, and I know that I can trust them. I have built up my empire by trusting my subjects. Although I made 2 grave mistakes, I trusted Manchu and Akmal. I will not make any other mistakes like that, Niccolo Polo. And have I not selected your son, Marco Polo, as one of my governors? He is indeed trustworthy.
I'm sure Marco will give you good and faithful service. Oh, but look, Most High, a group of horsemen approach.
This will be the governor of Ziambar coming to meet me. Let my guards be drawn up. Let the procession halt. I am about to dismount from my elephant. Bid Marco Polo and the other Venetians stand by my side. The elephant is kneeling. My attendants will help you to dismount, and you will follow me, Niccolo Polo.
As you command, Most High.
You will like Akambal, the governor of Ziambar. He is a gentle, mild man, and has given justice to these people whom I conquered. Now I will dismount. It is good to be on firm ground again. Come, Niccolo Polo.
I am dismounting, most noble Khan. Up. It is indeed good to be on firm ground again. See, Marco, Maffeo, and Benno are coming towards us now.
Well, Marco Polo, I trust you had a comfortable journey.
Most comfortable, great Khan. But why are we halting now?
Because the governor of Ziambar comes with his soldiers to greet me and do me honor. My soldiers are drawn up. They are on guard. Now come, let us walk between their ranks.
We are passing through a very rich district.
I have just been telling your father that this is one of the most valued provinces. See, the welcoming party has drawn to a halt. Officers are dismounting. But I cannot see Akambal. Does he insult me by sending an underling to greet me?
The officers are approaching now, Most High.
Most High, noble and mighty Khan, I kneel before you and give you greeting to the province of Ziambar. This province is held for you, and in the name of the people, I make you welcome.
I thank you. What is your name?
I am called Argon. I am the captain of the army of Ziambar.
It is well, but where is Akambal, the governor? Why did he not come to greet me?
Most noble and mighty Khan, I do not know how to tell you this news.
Well, speak on.
Akambal has been robbing you these many years.
What?
He has been diverting taxes to himself. And when he heard that you were about to arrive, he fled.
Fled?
We cannot find him. He has gone taking vast riches with him. And I am left in charge of the province.